This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. One of the traditions of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints involves symbolically baptizing dead ancestors and offering them membership into the Mormon Church. This temple ceremony troubles some Jewish groups concerned about those who died during the Holocaust. From New York, NPR's Robert Smith reports.
In Manhattan, survivors of the Holocaust and their families gathered yesterday to remember the 70th anniversary of Kristallnacht. Those riots against German Jews are considered the beginning of the Holocaust. At the event, names of the victims were read out loud, but these weren't from the history books. The names came from the official records of the Mormon Church.
Nathan Valuin, born in 1869, murdered in 1944 in Auschwitz. Baptized in July 2006.
The Mormon practice of baptizing people who are long dead isn't well known outside the LDS Church, but Holocaust survivor groups have been complaining about the ritual for more than a decade. Ernest Michel is with the American Gathering of Jewish Holocaust Survivors. He says he had thought that they had an agreement with the church to stop the practice, but it continues.
This summer, we reluctantly concluded our 14-year effort to stop the church from baptizing Jews had failed. Millions of names are still being submitted, including Holocaust victims. We ask you, leaders of the Mormon Church, to let them rest in peace.
Perhaps a little theology lesson is in order here. The Mormons believe that the choice to join the LDS Church isn't just limited to the living. Members can offer the dead a chance at salvation through a baptism by proxy. Individual Mormons will take on the name of a dead person and be immersed in a baptismal pool in one of the church's temples. Elder Lance Wickman is an LDS church leader, a member of what's called the First Quorum of the 70. He says the baptisms are not forcefully co-opting the dead into their religion.
If you wanted to put it in simple contractual type terms, you could say that we've made an offer to which somebody else can make an acceptance. But unless and until that's done, it's of no consequence. It's akin to somebody offering a prayer for someone else in another faith.
The church leadership says there's nothing wrong with the baptisms, but they do encourage members to stick to their own ancestors. After meeting with Jewish groups in 1995, the LDS Church removed 250,000 names of Holocaust victims from their list and counseled members not to add any new victims, although Elder Wickman admits that some names do get put back on.
You realize we've got presently now approximately 13 million members of the church. Individual members submit names and put them into the database. The technology did not permit effective monitoring of this from a centralized location.
A new database is expected to make it more difficult to add the names of Holocaust victims, but the church has stopped short of punishing members who violate the rules. For Jewish groups, that means that the Mormon leadership isn't taking the problem seriously enough. For Ernest Michel, the quest is personal. He discovered that his parents, who died in the concentration camps, had been baptized as Mormons. Michel isn't worried about their souls as much as he is about how some try to rewrite history.
People denying the Holocaust. It never happened. There were no gas chambers. And if they see now in the Mormon record that a man is listed as a member of the Mormon who was killed in Auschwitz, I will not stand for it, and I will speak out about it as long as I possibly can.
But both sides say that for now at least, negotiations between the survivor groups and the LDS Church are at an end. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.